Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tristan, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sane Main, I like the topic of discussion to be about love dolls and their effectiveness in being a replacement for women. I will share my disagreement with you as it relates to love dolls based off my own personal experience with them. You infer based off of your experience that love dolls in and of themselves, as they currently exist, may not be a suitable substitute for women. For you think that most men will find it difficult to fully relate with a doll on emotional levels, then perhaps sexual as emotions and sex are closely interweaved, because they'll see it as arduous to look at their doll as anything more than a piece of plastic. I can certainly see how this can be true for some men, and maybe even most, but one has to remember the minds of men they were trying to reach. The further set free are the ones with a different persuasion. They're far beyond the illusion of the impotent, fabricated opinions that a mirage world wants them to think. They're not attached to the imprisoning expectations or standards and thoughts of others, and see their existence from an entirely different perspective than what the Heilig see. I myself enjoy my doll more than I enjoy a real woman. She's much more attractive than many of the women I've come across in this current lifetime, not just in appearance, but also in personality. She is more peaceful and quiet, gentle and sweet, soft and lively, characteristics I find difficult to see in many Heilig women. To those that look at the world strictly through the lower senses, it may seem schizophrenic to say one's doll has a personality. But to create a free mind, this is completely normal and healthy. Just as people can create fictional movies and or books and suspend their disbelief that the movie they're watching or the book that they're reading isn't real, one can also do the same with a doll. The doll can be whatever one wants it to be. I think as the technology of dolls improves, the easier it'll become for men to love their dolls and see them as a viable option in substitute for a real woman. Subtle improvements such as one's doll being able to reach out and hug them or cuddle with them when they're sleeping, also being able to stand upright without any supports, or around her while she's standing, making the skin feel even more real without degrading the structural integrity of it all, as well as making AI voices sound less robotic. All of that can make a doll feel more authentic and be convincing enough to a specific type of man that we're trying to reach. I guess what I'm trying to say is compared to an unconscious woman, I mean unconscious in a spiritual sense, a doll is a much better option for me. My life is filled with much more peace and quiet, something I greatly admire, and perhaps other men too. Much more free time and much less emotional dependence. You've helped me a lot, as I hope with others. Thank you for all your efforts, Sane Man. Well, Tristan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Love Dolls Are Better Than Women Named Debbie and Dallas Clown World Show. Tristan, while I agree that love dolls have a lot of potential, they also have a lot of shortfalls. I still want to improve the technology personally. The first improvement should be to make them lighter because it's a workout moving them around the bed and changing positions. I think I'm qualified to comment on this because I have 2 of them and each one weighs 70 pounds. To some men they might be enough to get off, but to me they're not a suitable replacement. Different strokes for different blokes. I think if you're going your own way long enough, then you don't need to have sex with women, either real or fake. It's like that line from The Matrix where Neo asks Morpheus if one day he'll be dodging bullets. Morpheus says that when you're ready, you won't have to. I think the same is true of sex dolls and bots. If you evolve and mature enough, then you don't need physical sex anymore. But many guys are so excited for the creation of lover bots one day. But if they listen to my content enough, then they won't have to smash that fake silicon gash one day. Just like Neo eventually no longer needed to dodge those bullets. However, I think it's important to open up to new ideas and experiences. But as I said before, love dolls can never live up to my expectations of being with a real woman. 80% of sexual experience for me was always emotional with a partner that I believe could lose herself in the moment just like me, and love me as an equal, and 20% was sexual. Once I learned they couldn't really love me back, that's when I learned that Santa Snatch wasn't real. And so I stopped coming down her chimney cooch. Tristan, you make a good point when you say that dolls are more attractive than most of the women you run into in your life. That's definitely correct. I'm a writer and understand creative characters. But you're personifying a plastic pussy. For me, suspending my disbelief is difficult, if not impossible, if I'm watching a film. Because I went to film school and worked in television. I'm also constantly paying attention to production values, script writing, and character development. The only types of films I suspend my disbelief in are things like the first Matrix film, when I saw that in the theater. There is, however, one thing that helps me suspend my disbelief with the dolls temporarily, and that's their fake vag, which feels better than the real thing, because a real one is usually only tight in one spot, the entrance. The inserts are designed to provide pleasure all the way through, but the thought of cleaning them up afterwards definitely takes me out of the mood. The dolls also have a much better body than the average man out there could ever get. If, for example, we were able to put on augmented reality or AR glasses, and the look of real skin would be projected on the doll to match your own skin color, then that would take away some of the weirdness after having to lie down and hug one of those things. There are positives, but there are a whole bunch of negatives as well, and we can correct many of them. Plus, who wants to cuddle with cold rubber? Mine also don't have internal heaters, which is something you can buy, but it raises the price quite a bit. It's important to keep an open mind, and while you found the doll sufficient, Tristan and I did not. Someone that also found it more than good enough was TFM, or Turd Flinging Monkey. He's had his doll Celestina, and he talks about her as if she was a living person. But I think we can do a lot better. We can use technology like augmented reality glasses, so that when you wear them, you can project a real-looking woman and face of the doll, so that there's actually some facial expression. It has the potential to be awesome, but no one has gotten involved in this technology seriously. I will certainly keep an open mind if the technology creates the perfect thoughts, and I can fall in love with her. But for right now, between the uncanny valley and the lifelessness of the doll, I just can't get into it. For many guys, when you sleep with a woman, she just lays still while you do your funky business. But for me, that was never the case. An ancient Greek philosopher once said that if you don't find a good wife, you'll become a philosopher. But if we ever create a perfected love doll android, that's in essence a good wife, does that mean there won't be any more philosophers? Something to think about. Many of us remember what it was like having action figures and creating scenarios for them where they would have conversations with one another. Maybe some guys are okay thinking of love dolls as action figures for adults. If you can still unlock the part of your childhood that allows you to do that, by all means do it. I consider myself a creative guy, but even with the fanciest of dolls, I still had a hard time activating my imagination enough to personify one of those. I think that for Turd-Flinging Monkey and many guys such as yourself, Tristan, that took the red pill, that some part of your mind was so traumatized by female nature that it was able to transfer your emotions and desires onto an inanimate object, so you wouldn't lose your mind. It's like transferring your belief away from Santa Claus when you're a kid to the Tooth Fairy, once you learn that Santa isn't real. It's simply a coping strategy to give your doll a personality. It's still a form of bargaining. Letting go of that last little bit of hope means that you're finally free. It's your subconscious still looking for women to bust a nut in. That's why the Red Pill Rage 2.0 is incredibly important. That's where your subconscious also accepts female nature. Tristan, your letter, maybe you wrote it to convince yourself, instead of convincing me and my audience, that a man can love a doll. One of these days, someone is going to create a technology that's going to provide sexual gratification for the majority of men out there. Women aren't worried about dolls, because they know that we actually need them for five things. Those being sexuality, companionship, reproduction, mothering our young, and love. For some men, it solves the sexuality bit, but there aren't enough men out there that fall for them the way that you and TFM have. Otherwise, women would already be trying to shut the technology down. A small fraction of men that have taken the red pill and bought a doll and are in the bargaining stage is not a significant amount of men to get women to sweat about things. If it was, say, 5 to 10% of men, then it would get on their radar. But you're right, Tristan, that as the technology improves, the current insignificant numbers of guys will swell until it reaches a threshold where it'll finally get on women's radar. When that happens, you can sure bet that they'll petition the government to shut it all down. So that should give us all a good idea when things are getting scary out there for the women's. When you hear personal stories from women about guys they want to friend zone using technology instead of talking to them. Because let's get serious, the top 20% of guys out there are going to continue sleeping with real women. It's not sexual gratification the women will lack thanks to a mass adoption of love dolls and lover bots, but instead it's a lack of emotional gratification of being able to take on emotional dump on a beta male's head. Tristan, you've gone your own way from biological women, but your subconscious is still a slave to artificial ones. You will never be truly free until you find a way to also free yourself from dolls and bots. TFM said that my virtual sex idea is good, because it's a crutch to get men to transition between loving real women and loving dolls. Meanwhile, I see dolls as a crutch between men that are still trapped in the first red pill rage stage and its aftermath into the second one. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tristan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Tristan will be smashing his cold doll tonight, and if he doesn't close his eyes, it'll probably feel like he's screwing a corpse. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that don't wash their dolls' holes and end up getting gangrene away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.